Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What are the odds that Urban Meyer's a piece of garbage? Shocker. If you haven't seen the story, apparently he knew that his receivers coach had been not just arrested for, but had been beating his wife for a long time.
Yeah, like regularly.
It's a very
weird
story.
It's such a tough deal to, like, get into someone else's family life, tell them, hey, you really need to call the cops. Is it true that she does need to get away from him? Yeah, but how many people are really in a position or a place to say that? There's a lot of people, though, who got mad at me about it, and a lot of them brought up a bunch of different examples. Why didn't you get so mad when it was Aroldis Chapman? Why weren't you so mad when Robert Osuna did this to begin with? Why weren't you mad at the Blue Jays? Because we live in Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, did I like that Aroldis Chapman did what he did? No, but
he didn't sign with the Astros.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're so inclined, you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com and do watch on live stream. That's simple. Join the other 28 people on there doing it. And you can listen while you're watching if you want to see how the set looks. Which the set looks good. We don't, but the set looks really good.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed on ESPN975 and SportsMap 94.1. A lot of good stuff. Kind of mix it up a little bit. It was sportsy. It was non-sportsy. It was a really good 2 hours. We'll try to make hour number three even better, because that's what we do. Jared said, you know what would make the appreciation party better? Getting an appearance from Kate Upton. Guys, come on. We were already giving stuff away. Getting back to one of the things we talked about last hour, though, somebody says the Dallas Stars simulcast their TV on radio.
I mean, I don't know how much of a difference TV versus radio is for hockey. So I don't listen to a lot of hockey.
That's
on the
thing,
radio.
Though. You have to be pretty. I think if you're going to do that, your TV guys have to be aware that there's a radio audience, because you can't do that's one thing that drives me nuts about some of the simulcasts that I hear. And I think the World Cup was doing some of that on Fox on Sirius, because I was listening to some World Cup games. Oh, look at that. Well, I can't look at that. It's radio. Look at the way he moved around the field. No, I can't look at the way he moved around the field. I need you to tell me how he moved around the field. Now, I do think most of the hockey TV telecast, if you can watch it with your eyes closed, you could listen to it on radio. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Philip says, I work across the street from St. Arnold's. Any plans on doing a show from their new restaurant, Beer Garden? I'd like to do that.
We've not been asked.
We have not been asked, but I would say yes. So somebody asked, didn't you guys have Tannehill's wife on the show? No, I just, we had her, he had him on, she was there, and she kept trying to talk to me while I was doing a live read. And so I kind of shined her off, and so I don't think she likes me much.
Nope.
And then a couple of things from Twitter, besides Jared trying to get Kate Upton here. Big Aggie Steve says, you're making this drive with my 14-year-old daughter a bit awkward. Was that the Kate Upton stuff or the $8.8 million, Big Aggie Steve? So, yeah, I get it, believe me, because now I'm dealing with a 16-year-old on Twitter.
Times are hard.
Yeah, and, was having some fun. I thought I was having fun texting back and forth with her until it showed up on the radio, on the Twitter, and now she wants her own spot on the radio. I'm like, no, that's you've gone too far. But, that's the other big question that I get. There's like three people now that people ask me if they're going to be at the party. Holly's always the first one. Beth's always the second one. And now Katie.
Juggalo Trey has been my number one.
Yeah.
People have been asking me if Juggalo Trey is going to be there.
Hmm.
But that's it. People associate me with Juggalo Trey. They associate you with your daughter and Beth and Holly.
I'd rather be associated with women than Juggalo Trey.
Well, we can't. I didn't have a say in the matter.
Well, yeah, you kind of did. You made him. You created him.
I don't think that's true. I pushed.
Didn't you get that nickname to him?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
You gave him that nickname.
I pushed for him to become a star. He was my special project. But luckily, a lot of the other hosts at this station thought the same thing. And he became very famous, I must say. Became very famous.
Interesting. Hey, I let him write for the website. You should get a little credit for this.
You do get some.
Yeah. I mean, I helped too.
But I also asked you to let him write for the website.
Well, no, you told him to ask me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, he asked you if he could ask me, and you said, well, why don't you ask him instead of you asking me for him?
Yeah.
Because that never goes over well. Hey, so-and-so wants to know if he can. Tell him to ask me. That's all. Come to me personally. That's all I ask. I don't ask for much. I'll tell you no. But if I'm going to tell you no, you deserve to get it told to your face. In general.
Yeah.
And somebody asked him, where's Juggalo been? We talked about that the other day.
Jong's moving him out. He's exiling him. I don't know why.
Instead, he's getting all these people who we don't know.
Who aren't doing as good of a job.
No.
One of the guys showed up with Crocs. And I've seen him wear Crocs with no socks and then Crocs with socks while wearing shorts. Like, it's just come on, Jong. You can't. You got to tell that guy, listen, you know who I'm talking about?
Yep. No, I don't.
Which one is it?
I don't.
Because I actually know a couple of these.
I don't know anybody's name.
I know, what does he look like?
I mean, he looks like a guy who wears Crocs to work.
That's a negative.
Just saying, you should send out an email maybe to the whole intern class saying, hey, for future reference, don't wear Crocs. It's absurd. This is a professional environment. Well, Fred used to get mad at me for wearing normal flip-flops.
No, I just didn't want to see your feet. That's the thing. Hey, I don't think we should... I don't know that we should be judging how people dress here that much, considering some of the stuff that we show up in.
That's true.
But
I've never worn Crocs to work.
But I also feel like we've kind of earned that right. I've earned the right to dress how I want. Kind of feel like you have.
Yeah. So they should dress for success. Isn't that the deal? Dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Yeah, because we already have the job. One just went up on Sports Map. Oh. I forget sometimes that there are other people posting stuff to Sports Map. So Josh does a real good job. Okay, I think the Mariners are rallying.
Uh-oh.
One out, runners on first and second. Boy, they could use that Osuna guy right now.
Nope. The Astros?
Yeah.
Well, listen, Fred, he's suspended.
That's too bad.
They can't use him here. Mm-hmm. They could sure use Ken Giles, though.
Is Ken Giles with the big club, with the Jays? Did they?
I would assume, but he might not be. I don't know.
That's a good question.
You're the Blue Jays fan. I figured you'd
know. Well, I mean, they suck this year, so I don't really care. Oh, there's a... It looks like, nope, they got the lead runner. So two outs now.
Oh, God, Will Harris is pitching.
Ugh. Yeah. So who do you drop from the bullpen when...
Will Harris, right? It's got to be. I mean, who are the other options? McHugh?
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
No. I think McHugh, Davinsky, Sip. I don't know if Sip even has options.
Yeah, and Sip's actually been pretty good for you this year as your left-handed guy. So,
I think it's McHugh or not Osuna. Well, I guess it could technically be Osuna, but it won't be. He's gonna come up. But I think it's McHugh or... Will Harris or Davinsky. I think he's got an option left.
Yeah, if he does, then he's probably in the mix. But
it's got to be Will Harris, right?
I would think so. I mean, ZRA is 4.46. He hasn't been good this year. Davinsky hasn't been as good, but he's been better than Harris.
Yeah, and he was a playoff hero for you last year.
Cut ties with Joe Smith?
I mean, you could, but you can't send him down to the minor leagues. You would have to basically release him.
Is Perez still up?
I don't
or
think
did
so.
They send him
no,
down
he's
again.
Been down.
Yeah.
Cionel or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
And he actually looked pretty good.
Yeah. Long term, I like him as a lefty in the pen there. But I was just thinking, I was just curious what they would do. I guess it would be Harris. But maybe he'll get through this.
Well, you think he can hold on to this 5-run lead? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know. Runner second, third, two outs. It could get interesting. It usually does. So
if it gets interesting, I think he's making more of a case for being the one that goes.
We shall see how it plays out. So guess who's here next?
I don't know who's here.
Your buddy Beth.
My buddy Beth. Everybody associates Beth with you.
I know, but that's okay.
Beth doesn't even like me.
No, she doesn't like me either, but, you know.
Well, she puts up with us.
713-780-3776. Somebody asked, do you accept submissions from listeners for Sports Map? Okay, game's over, 8-3. He didn't blow it. Yeah, you can make a pitch. We're at the point now where, to be perfectly honest, we have more than enough contributors. And, you know, if it's something that I think would be of interest, then, yeah, absolutely. So just feel free to send me an email and make a pitch.
But if you're writing about the Astros and Roberto Osuna, we've got enough of that.
Yeah, we've got more than enough. That's the thing. Everybody said, well, I'd like to write something on the Texans. It's like, well, I've got Texans people out the yazoo. And, you know, so it's and John Granato and A.J. Hoffman and Lance Zierlein and Fred Fowler are all going to write Texans when the season starts. So, yeah.
I'm an expert. I'm a professional. You know why? Well, I don't either.
No,
I'm not credentialed.
No. No, but I mean, I do think.
But I'm a victim.
The reality is.
I'm a real victim.
Stop. The reality is, though, most people are more interested in what Lance Zierlein has to say than they will be. But if you got something different and off the wall, absolutely. That if I think it'll drive traffic, I'll definitely give it a try. And just like you should give Harry's a try if you haven't yet, because Harry's razors are the best. AJ uses them. I use them. And you know what I love about them? For one thing, the quality's great. The other thing is they're affordable. And how about this for convenience? They just show up in my mailbox whenever I need new razors. I never have to go to the store to buy a razor again. And I love that because who thinks about their razors? I never did before. I would just go and grab one. And then when it got worn down, I'd go grab another one. Well, not anymore. For a limited time only, you can try Harry's out. New customers can save big on a Harry's shave set. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Here's what you're going to get. This is just for $3 plus free shipping. A 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, a shave gel, travel cover. $3. So if you're going on a trip, you can cover yourself right now. If you haven't tried Harry's yet, this is a way to do it. New customers, FAOUR is the code. And they stand behind the quality of their products. If you don't love your shave, let them know you're going to get a full refund. And their cartridges are just $2 each. That's less than half the price of one of those big name ones. And the quality is just as good, if not better. There's no subscription required. So if you just want to try them out the old-fashioned way, they're available in Walmart and Target. But I like the way they're set up for me to get them at home. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
Welcome to the room of people who have rooms of people that they love one day. Docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another murderer sitting next to you. You think I'd get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And And we're back on the Blitz, and Beth is back. Before we get to that, just to clarify something, because I've had about four people say Perez went to the Jays for Osuna. That was Hector Perez, not Cionel Perez, who we were talking about.
Different guy. He's still an Astro.
Very racist of you guys to confuse your Perez's.
Yeah. There's more than one guy named Perez out there.
All right. There's Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
Beth knows about that one.
Oh, my God. Like, of course you remember me.
What's going on, young lady?
I don't even know. Hello. I was hoping that you were going to say there were a bunch of people going, no, we want to meet Beth from Darling Way tomorrow.
There were some of those people.
Yeah, there have been a bunch of people asking me that.
What are you going to wear? Are you going to dress sexy?
Oh.
Are you going to wear a sexy...
Better be something purple.
Like a cleavage top?
I actually don't have that much purple to wear. I know it's shocking.
Show off the big guns?
Okay, so I don't know. But this is a good thing to think about. I could wear like a little short leather skirt. I have a really long, sexy kind of latexy thing, but that might be a little too Elvira. I don't know. Is that too much?
No, I think.
What do y'all want? You want me to be my professional, you know, grown up, mature self? You want me to be my, you know, the wild?
Well, apparently Holly is your competition.
You haven't met that person.
Apparently Holly is your competition. You said so.
Maybe I know. You should dress sexier than Holly. I can't dress sexier than Holly. So first, folks, you got to know. I walk in the door, and of course, I say, what do you mean I'm number two to Holly? I want to be like number one with our Blitz listeners. Come on, with our Pillow Talk listeners. And Fred says, you're old. Thank you very much.
But I mean, Fred's older than you.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm way older than Holly. And I'm sorry. I love Holly, and she is. She's hot as heck. But.
Now she has those damn fingernails, though. Those things are a real turnoff.
No, I'm just saying. Long. That Holly's got, you know, she's got a whole long, great future in front of her and stuff. But I already know a lot of things that Holly's going to learn over the next 30 years. So I think y'all should think about, really, if you're going to talk to somebody, I'm thinking I might be able to tell you.
I can't believe you took it in this direction. All I said was that those are the names that people ask about the most.
You said the most Holly and then Beth. Thank you.
All right, but it's like... So what? Maybe
I am a little competitive, folks. Well, it's really terrible.
Three more people. Maybe it was 50 to 47.
Okay.
You know,
all right. Well, it's a good thing I love Holly, and she is awesome.
More people ask about AJ than they ask about me in these things.
Oh,
that's true. I've become very famous.
Yeah,
I don't. Doesn't bother me. I just, you know,
it's okay. You know me. I just want everybody to love me, but I really just want everybody to be in love too. So if they're in love with Holly, that's good. And Frank, is she coming?
Yeah, she's coming. But it's not about being in love. They just want to know if she's here so they can meet her, just like they want to meet you.
Yeah. That's cool. Thank you. You're being nice to me now. I appreciate it.
Well, yeah.
That, you know, those insecurities.
I did call you old, so I do feel bad about that. But
you did. That's okay.
I was trying to be funny.
You were funny.
You didn't take it as funny.
No, I know. I just, only because there is something a little tough about being an older woman and comparing to something really hot.
I saw real hurt in your eyes, and I regretted saying it immediately because I was just trying to make a joke.
I know. You're so sweet. But really, usually I'm really proud of my age and stuff. And frankly, I'm completely serious about sex being way more fun in my 50s than it was in my 30s. So there's a lot to be said for some age. But I can't look like Holly. So if I can't compete, I can't possibly compete with Holly on a look hot. So I just have to look hot for me. So
you know what?
What do I do?
It is possible to be too hot.
I think you've got some stuff at your shop that you could wear.
I definitely have some stuff at my
shop
I could wear.
That stuff at your shop turns a lot of fours and fives into eights.
Wait a minute. You're not saying I'm a four or five, are you?
No.
I'm pretty sure he just dug himself into that one.
No. We have seen women in your shop when we've been there that, frankly, no one would notice if they saw them on the street. But when they came out in some of those outfits, you're like, whoa.
I know. And they feel so much today, John?
Because I just keep... I'm just dragging myself down with everything I say.
No, but you are absolutely right. When people come in because they don't know and they have no idea how sexy they are, and they put something on and suddenly they just are glowing, right? It is just amazing. There's an energy that comes from people when they feel confident and when they feel sexy. And it makes them look way more sexy and confident. So I just talked myself into it. So now it's a question of just, do I wear a really long, slinky, kind of fetishy thing, or a leather skirt, or something really feminine? So just,
you know what you should do?
I don't know.
Here's my suggestion. This is a good way to engage people.
Uh-huh.
Tweet out a poll of what you should wear to the party and let the Blitzers go on there and tell you.
Okay. There you go. I don't know how to tweet a poll, but okay, I'll ask somebody in my office.
Yeah, you have a lot of youngs working for you. They'll know how to do that.
Okay, that's it. So, in fact, if somebody's out there, tweet and tell them, you know, tell Sierra to tweet a poll and create a poll, and y'all tell me what I should wear tomorrow.
Well, she should be listening, right? Doesn't she listen every time you're on the show?
Well, she tries to, unless she's like doing jujitsu and something. So, in which case, yeah. Or have clients in the shop turning themselves into magnificent tens. So, but okay, now I'm excited for tomorrow. And
yeah, I'm trying to talk Carol from China Garden into coming. I saw her today.
She's very nice.
She's providing 100 egg rolls
for
the
yummy party.
Yeah.
Yummy. Okay, so I'll have to get there early and eat. So I may not stay till the end. So if people want to see me, then come early, please, because I'll be there. And in fact, the first like five people or so that see me and tell me that they like what I'm wearing, I will have a little prize for you because I've got some cute little tote bags. Look, we're doing White Linen Nights in the Heights on Saturday night. Okay. Isn't that cute? Yeah. And so we've got bags that say, when you give love, you get love. And men, I'm talking to you because I'm telling you, I hear it all the time. Men are the ones who want more sex and they don't know what to do. When you start loving on her, it'll come back to you. You just have to love on her the way that she wants to be loved. That's the difference. Not the way you want to be loved. Public sex announcement. So, yes, so I'll have tote bags and stuff. And then, so Saturday, White Linen Nights, Michael from Pick Me is going to be there with his photo booth. And this is 6 to 10, August 4th.
I think Michael's here tomorrow night, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, is he going to be there,
sure
too?
I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
Okay. Which that'll be good.
He's a good dude. And if you have
he's a great guy.
PickMeEvents.com if you're looking for photos. He does a great job.
Yeah, there you go. So he'll be there with photo events. We've got food from my buddies at Events and Adventures. So we'll have all sorts of single people hanging around with us too, as well as couples, hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff. We've got beer from Carbox. Eric from Carbox will be there sending some beer over for us. Nothing Bundt Cakes also will be there. And we've got this really incredibly wonderful, talented... Oh, Sierra just said she's listening, so she'll start the tweet pool.
Of course she is, see?
Good, you're so good, Sierra.
And she's young. She'll know what to do.
Yeah. She's my incredibly awesome, amazing, wonderful, fantastic daughter-in-law, and I love her to death, and she does a fabulous job. But, okay, and then we've got giveaways and prizes, and Dan Ennis is going to sing, and where he sings music that is so awesome. His voice is amazing, and they're the songs you want to sing along to. He'll be outside at the... you know, we've got this great corner lot for Darling Way. And
like
so we'll have picnics
Sad
and
But
stuff.
True by Metallica. Is that one he does?
I don't think so.
I'm just asking.
I don't know.
You're just talking about songs I wanted to hear.
Well, I don't know. He probably does. He does a whole eclectic version of stuff. And he does a couple of different bands. So, but this is going to be just him. And I don't know. I'm sure if you ask him, he'll try and do it. He's pretty talented. And then we've got giveaways and stuff. So look, I showed him. We have little... special lollipops for people.
I see that.
We will have a spin wheel and prizes. And these are anatomical kind of designed lollipops that are super cute.
Do they taste like?
They taste like strawberry flavor because our thing tastes great. Our blank tastes great.
Interesting.
Okay. And then we've got some dice game where you can just... This is the thing I tell people, right? It doesn't take that much to just add some excitement to your relationship, some passion. So these are just these two cute little, of course, they're purple, they're dice. And you roll them and one of them tells you a different room in the house and the other one gives you a suggested position so that you try something new in the different rooms and you don't have to suggest it. You just roll the dice and then you're stuck. There you go. What you're doing.
That's fun.
It is fun. It's super easy, and it just makes, again, it's that when you're too tired to think, that kind of mode. So, all right, this was great.
It's kind of like all the time for me.
Yeah, well, then take some dice, and then you're just done. You don't have to think anymore. This one, though, if you want to work out, look, it's Kama Sutra Workout. Work hard, play harder. 300 sensual sexercises. Isn't this fantastic? I love this.
I never have sex when I work out.
Way you could work out when you're having sex.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
I don't know. It's kind of fun. I don't know.
You keep those things separate.
You do MMA
Close
and roll
encounters?
Around on the ground with guys. It's fairly similar, right?
With a totally soft penis.
Okay.
Oh.
That's
well,
a shame.
I think it might be more fun if you know.
No, it wouldn't be more fun.
I am pretty sure. And then, look, some more lollipops. Let's puck.
Mm.
Yes.
It looks like a hockey puck.
Right. Isn't that so cute?
That's cute.
He shoots, he scores, hopefully.
That's inappropriate.
No, it's so cute. So you could use this as a pickup line instead of, can I buy you a drink?
That actually,
you want my lollipop? I would laugh so hard. I saw a thing, a meme that said, if you can make a woman laugh, you can make her do anything. And there's a lot to be said for that.
Well, I agree. I think if you did that right, it'd be very funny. Just make sure they're all over age. You don't want to just give candy to little girls.
Yes, exactly.
Especially that candy.
Yeah. No, that would be bad.
No, that's some fun stuff.
I think just silly and fun.
You have all kinds of stuff like this at the shop, right? I mean,
so many fun things. Oh, and we have some CBD. We have now CBD facial lotions. We've got some CBD lubricants and stuff, by the way, which is really pretty cool.
I have to get some of that because I finally figured out what it works for.
Yeah.
Because I was using it when I'd go on a run to kind of keep my legs from getting it. It didn't really work for that.
Right.
But anytime I pull a muscle, if I use it, it's fantastic. So yeah. I'm almost out. I got to come get some more.
Oh, good. Because, it just doesn't go deep enough into the bone, but it'll go through surface.
Right. It takes care of the muscle. And
But I do have some more stuff that we'll be getting in soon that is edible pill shot, et cetera, CBD, stronger doses. And so it will work too.
Cool.
We're really excited about all of the CBD stuff because one of the hindrances for people's romantic life is constant pain. There's a lot of that going around. And if we can help alleviate that, it's going to warm people up to the idea of being sexy fun. So, and you have all these people that want to write for Sports Map. But I have an offer for our listeners. If they want to write instead about sexy sports.
Oh, no.
They should send me a message because that would be fun. So, email me a pitch. And if you'll write something, then we'll publish it on our blog. And we can either give you credit or not give you credit if you wish.
See, I used to try to write stuff for Penthouse Forum under a different name.
Yeah. A lot of people. Remember, there was a Friends episode where one of them gets a joke published in Playboy or something, and they're so proud of it. But yeah, if you want to write something, whether it's an erotic little story, whether it's a poem, whether it's something true, whether it's an experience, just let me know. I'm beth@darlingway.com.
How about hot alien sex fantasies?
That would be great. Send me your fantasies. Right,
but I won't write that under my name.
Right. You don't have to.
I'll use some other name.
Like the Falcon?
No, it won't. I mean... I'll probably use my alter ego, which is what I used to lie about to women when I didn't want them to know my real name.
You did that?
Of course. Everybody did.
Okay, I've never done that.
Well, trust me, the more famous you get, you're going to have to think about it.
Wait, if I get more famous, won't they know who I am?
Well, that's the thing. Not when you go out on the road, see? Like when you're out of town?
I don't know. I was actually...
Not that I know anything about any of this. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Well, but nowadays, I think with social media, it's different because I was at two different shows. I was at a podcast movement show in Philadelphia, and then I was at a lingerie trade show in New York City. And at both shows, I had people come up to me, and they knew who I was because of social media. I had no idea. It was like, it's very, very strange. So I don't think there's a lot of anonymity anymore.
Okay, this is just weird because did you see the email that just popped up after our conversation?
No, that is funny.
From U.S. Clinical Trials. Hi, Fred. You've been selected for a free CBD clinical trial today.
Yeah,
I bet if I click on that, they're going to get my...
Yeah, that's the equivalent of offering candy to little girls is offering your CBD and drugs to adults.
You offer me weed, I will do anything for you for the most part.
That's within reason. That's a bad idea.
So. Yeah, so I don't know if somebody's just trolling radio shows or what, but...
Oh, I don't know. And it triggers. Who knows? But the world is watching. I am so glad that I'm living transparently right now because truly with social media and stuff, you can't get away with very much.
You really can't anymore. And all joking aside, the way the world is now with people with high quality video on their phones and everything else, you really got to behave. I mean, you really do. And that's okay. I mean, I'm for behaving anyway.
Yeah.
You get drunk and do something stupid at some point, it's going to show up all over the place.
Yeah. I think the rule is that you have to be prepared for whatever you do and whatever you say to be used against you somehow, that it's going to come back. It's going to become public. So if you are okay about it, then that's fine. And that's right. I'm not married or anything. So I date and I do things, whatever. I see different people and they could blow something up and put it out there. Who knows? I don't kiss anybody without being prepared for the world to know about it.
Because if somebody did something like that, we'd have them killed. You'd be okay. We know people.
I don't know. Maybe if I did it well enough, maybe I need a sex tape to go national, right? Like Kim Kardashian something, definitely. Right?
But it needs to be with somebody famous. Oh. Like DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh. Okay, well, if DeAndre, if you're out there listening and you want to do a sex tape with
me. He's in West Virginia, so.
Oh, is he getting sued for $8 million for having sex with somebody?
No. That was some guy from here. Yeah.
That was awful, by the way. That was the most ridiculous, ludicrous. Anyway, I got to tell you, there are very few people who have a good relationship at home that just randomly start having affairs. It just doesn't happen. So when I tell people invest in your relationship, it really is. It's the best investment you'll ever make. It is worth the money. It is worth the time. It is way better than keeping a clean house or making a few extra bucks at work. Ultimately, it is cheaper to stay together and to be happy, which is really incredible. So what are you laughing at?
Chris Householder's tweet says, jokes aside, isn't that the name of Barry stand-up?
Come on.
Wait, is what the name of Barry stand-up?
Jokes aside.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Very cute.
Yeah. So very cute. When's the show coming back?
So I'm not quite sure because that's why I went to the podcaster show. One, I just got exhausted. Did you know doing a radio show is really a lot of hard work? Should I have asked y'all that before?
Well, you did ask me, and I did tell you, but you were so excited about it, you didn't listen to me.
Oh, yeah, that would be me.
But that's, yes. And I also just, I think, believe me, I'm dealing with scaling back on what I'm doing, too, because I, you know, you can get spread too thin, and,
yes.
You know, and the most important thing is your shop, and you selling things and making people happy. That's your number one thing, just like my number one thing is this radio show.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to step back and say, okay, you know, I've cut a lot of things out, and frankly, some people I'm cutting out just because I don't have the time to deal with it.
Including me. He's cutting me out. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. What would Fred be without AJ?
Doesn't have time for me anymore.
Uh-huh. What would Wednesday be without our threesome?
You don't need me anymore.
Oh, I always
you
will.
You two can fly on your own now.
No. Yeah.
This is, you know.
No, I like my threesome.
This is such bull bleep.
No, I love it. But no, seriously, I got completely exhausted. I was totally worn out. And
coming up with a topic every week. I mean, it's not.
Oh, and then the guests and stuff. So I know I want to do it, though. I needed some time, but I'm trying to slow down and think and whether it lives on, and this is Love and Laughter with Beth that we're talking about. But the good news is that we still have the whole year's episodes and everything. Those are still on podcasts. And frankly, there very few people have actually listened to every single one. So there's still stuff, new stuff for you. I have.
Yeah.
That's true. I have. Very few others. So they can listen. But we'll be doing something. And I'm just trying to collect my thoughts. I'm not usually good about thinking before I act. But I'm trying to do that right now, which is really, really hard and painful for me. But
we need to sit down and have lunch soon and talk about some of this stuff. Cause,
yes. Yeah.
Can help you out with it.
But, oh, I appreciate it. We also, by the way, we're working with Bremi, a producer in a video. Oh, I forgot to tell you, we're doing Sex on the Streets. For White Linen Night. How did I forget to mention this?
I was about to say, okay, that's...
Yes! Yes!
Please explain what you mean by that.
Sex on the Street. So we've got a video crew, and I'm going to be out on because we're on White Oak, in the Heights, White Oak and Cortland. Well, I will be talking to people. I'll be answering questions. I will be asking questions. We will be interviewing people, any advice they have for others about sex, anything they would like their partner to know about sex that their partner doesn't. And we're just going to be out there, me and a microphone and a film crew. And we're putting together a whole Sex on the Street series. I'm hoping that at least once a month we'll do this random Sex on the Street someplace in Houston or other places. And I think the videos are going to be hysterical. And it's just going to be fun and interesting. And I don't know. I'm sure we'll be totally surprised and we'll crack up. But this just seemed a great night to do it. So,
yeah, and Remy's really good.
Remy's awesome. Yeah, His wife, Callie, is amazing. I love them. And we have shot so many. We spent several days before I left for this last trip shooting, and we've done a bunch of YouTube videos. We're doing a series of Beth's Bed Talks. I like that, Bed Talks. And then Sex on the Streets, and I don't know.
Oh, so you're the reason he
hasn't... Sex in the pools.
You're the reason he hasn't finished my damn Sports on the Rocks yet, so...
Oh, am I that reason?
Yeah, I think so.
I am sure.
No,
not.
He just wants it to be perfect because it's the pilot. So.
Yeah, no, it's a big deal. So
it'll be this week. It was supposed to be today, as a matter of fact. I was supposed to see the final edit.
So. Oh, good.
Walter says, "Tell Beth I'm young, but I'm ready."
Oh, thank you, Walter. I appreciate that.
Maybe you'll
see
Walter
tomorrow.
I don't
know what you're tomorrow. Ready for, but I like being ready. Ready for anything.
Ready for you to do something that you'll be willing to tell the world about.
Oh.
If you know what I'm
awesome.
Saying.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yeah.
It's going to shock
definitely.
The world.
Absolutely.
All right. Tell them where the shop is one more time. And
okay. Darling Way, 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. And if you don't come by before, at least come by on White Linen Nights this Saturday, August 4th. And then next Wednesday, we do Sexy Trivia again. Darling Way Sexy Trivia at Marfrailis. So.
I am going to make it out there for one of those.
Yeah, it's such a blast.
I know my buddy Shane went.
Oh, yeah.
And then got his truck broken into.
Yes, that was a pity. But he had awesome. A fantastic time before his truck got broken into.
Up until the truck he had for 2 days got broken into.
Yes, that was pretty funny.
Funny is not a word I
Uber,
would use.
Just, you know, take a ride share and get there.
Nobody's going to break into your Uber.
White Linen Nights, Saturday night. Oh, so tomorrow's the listener appreciation. White Linen Nights, Saturday night at Darling Way. Then Sexy Trivia the following Wednesday at Marfrailis. Perfect.
All right. That's Beth.
Yay. Thank you all. I love each and every one of you.
Check her out at Darling Way. Follow her on Twitter on Love Laugh Beth, where she'll have a poll. All right.
Poll.
Yeah. Well, I am always a little awkward when Beth talks about polls, but I brought it up. I started it. It's on me. What do you have here, John?
No, that's definitely
not correct. There's something else there. Yeah, that's what we thought.
Are you sure Fred's not supposed to read?
No, we're behind.
Blast it.
So you do that, and then I'll come back with.
Okay.
I'll come back with mine. So.
All right, guys. Guess what's coming on Saturday night? Fred talked about it earlier. Crusher Sergey Kovalev returns to defend his light heavyweight title against Eleider Storm Alvarez live on HBO World Championship Boxing. Look at me. I'm a horrible announcer. Sergey Kovalev, 32-2-1, 28 knockouts back in Atlantic City, making his first visit to the Jersey Shore since 2014 when he defeated future Hall of Famer Bernard Hopkins. When he unified three of the four light heavyweight world title belts, he successfully defended his title this March on HBO. And he's looking to keep the streak going, and I'm guessing eventually get back in there with Mr. Andre Ward. I would guess that's the plan. If you don't know Kovalev, he is an action fighter. He is a knockout fighter. He is one of the most fun guys to watch. This will be his 14th appearance on HBO, and he's got himself a tough opponent. 34-year-old Alvarez, born in Colombia, now living in Montreal. Looking to stay undefeated, shooting for a world title fight in his biggest test to date. Almost more of 3 years in the waiting in vain against Adonis Stevenson. The Montreal-based fighter will finally get a world title shot against Kovalev. So it's going to be exciting to see him get in there with Kovalev. That's Sergey Crusher Kovalev returning to defend his light heavyweight title against undefeated Eleider Storm Alvarez live on HBO World Championship Boxing, plus knockout machine Dmitry Bivol puts his title on the line against ring warrior Isaac Chalemba. Don't miss Kovalev versus Alvarez. What is wrong with my tongue? Plus Bivol versus Chalemba live this Saturday, August 4th, 9 o'clock Central Time. And you know where you can see it. Only on HBO. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears. The place you lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior. The place that is
listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas,
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to St. Bernard, your premier destination for all ski, swim, and designer apparel. The stores located in Houston, Dallas, and Austin make St. Bernard the place you go before you go on vacation. John and Raheel with Dell gave away today's prize to Sergio since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Sergio, for being today's winner. All right, we got time for deaths, John? Okay, we're going to do deaths. This is how we finish every show on Wednesday. Grandmaster Sexay, the son of Jerry the King Lawler, Brian Lawler, hung himself in a jail cell. That was this week.
Oh, boy.
It was a bad week for wrestlers, man. Nikolai Volkov.
Yeah, that's the Iron Sheik's old partner.
Dead at 70, yeah. His real name was Josip Perozovic. Brickhouse Brown, dead at the age of 57 after his battle with cancer. So,
not familiar with Brickhouse.
No, me either, but that's basically if you were having a three-man tag team contest and you had those three, they're all dead. So you would not win. David Niven, British actor, 1983. Passed away at 73 years old. I vaguely remember him. Strother Martin, I remember. Died of a heart attack at the age of 61 in 1980. He shows up in a bunch of, like, John Wayne movies and stuff.
Okay.
Have never heard of this Basketball Hall of Fame center, so I'm probably going to pass on him. Warren G. Harding.
There's a Hall of Fame center you've never heard of?
Arnie Risen. Ever heard of him?
No.
Four-time NBA All-Star. Died at the age of 87 in 2012.
Man, you got me.
He's a Basketball Hall of Fame center. I have never heard of him. All right, 1923, Warren G. Harding, 29th President of the United States.
Warren G.?
Warren G.
Man.
Dead of a heart attack.
Regulators!
57.
Mount up!
1875, Andrew Johnson, 17th U.S. President, dead of a stroke at 66.
17th on the list, but 15th in our hearts.
I think I have him like 30. Oh, one or something.
Mm,
I don't
really?
Know. Huh. Said, I have that list down. At some point, we'll do it. William Penn, 1718. English philosopher, Quaker, and founder of Pennsylvania. Dead at the age of 73. Okay, I don't know who he is. Wild Bill Hickok, 1876. American cowboy and scout, shot dead from behind by Jack McCall while playing poker. Of course, he had aces and eights. Dead at 39. Although, as I recall in Deadwood, the guy was saying he had aces and eights, but they weren't really sure what his hand was.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's Deadwood. That's a made-up show.
But it's based on reality.
Oh.
Somewhat based. All right. Bill Walsh, American football coach in 2007. 1922, Alexander Graham Bell, dialed up God, dead at 75.
Of the beatus.
Yeah. And Vincent Van Gogh, he went in 1890. Shot himself at 37. All right, one porn star.
What was that? Speaking of my good ear.
What? My brother wanted to do a van company one time called Van Gogh and have an ear as the logo. It'd be G-O, but still. All right, 2000, Leslie Glass, porn star, died of?
Leslie Glass or ass?
Glass.
Glass.
She had an ass like glass, though.
Oh, I'm going to go. That must be an overdose.
No, died of colon cancer.
Ass cancer.
Exactly. All right.
I got to tell you guys about Carbach on the way out. If you haven't tasted the new Hop Delusion, the OG recipe Hop Delusion, it's on shelves now. You need to get your hands on it, guys. Loaded down with Mosaic and Simcoe hops. It is a fantastic beer. It's the beer that hopheads wait for from Carbach every year. They've got a ton of great summer beers coming out right now as well, or coming out. They've been out. Staycation, Tasty Waves. Love Street, of course, is year-round, but especially tasty during these warm summer months. And then the Weekday Warrior Session IPA. They've got summer items on the menu at the restaurant to go along with all the great items they always have, but summer items like Hatch Chili Mac and Cheese, Smoked Chicken Salad, barbecue brisket sandwich and beer can chicken. And it's Wednesday night. Get on out there and listen to some music from 7 to 9 tonight. There's no cost to attend. Normal beer garden pricing. Go out there, take your dog, have a good time. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some, so I said, I'm stuck.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.